Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Oh, feeling sluggish? Grab a Cardomax Energy Intensifier and crank up your day. I'm at about an 11 right now at Cardomax.com. Owned and operated by a former Navy SEAL and CEO of Strikeforce, Sean Mattson, Cardomax's Energy Intensifier will absolutely help you plow through your work days with no problemo. Just go to Cardomax.com today. Use the promo code Nooners for 30% off your next 4 orders at Cardomax.com. Helping you achieve your max. Welcome to the chats. Come on in, kids. Gather around the old fireplace today.
Welcome in.
Japes.
Yes.
Japes.
Yes, I'm not on Cardomax yet. I am. I'm on Crime.
Well.
Go ahead.
Well, here's the day you've been waiting for. Okay? It's been a long time. Usually the fall is not your season. You hate pumpkin spice everything, right?
Right.
You hate all that stuff.
Right.
All the white girl bullshit you hate, the Instagram posts about
fall. I don't like a tall boot.
No. Don't like a tall boot.
I don't like a tall boot.
So you have shorter legs.
Beanies don't look good on me.
They make that's not true.
They make my face look fat.
No, you've got a nice face for beanies, okay? Now,
a beanie face.
The other thing you're also unhappy about during the fall is college football is back and NFL is on every single night.
Yep.
Including last night.
Yep.
But we have hit your Super Bowl. We've got two huge murder cases that are going, that are dueling right now for press coverage. Where's Nancy Grace? Tot mom. Where's the tot mom at? Where is she at? So, this is the day, kids. You wanted Jables to have a full takeover show today? This is her day. Let's hit him with that old school crime corner.
A current affair.
Come on.
A member,
dude.
A member, a current affair.
Yes.
Oh, that sound.
Still wishes on today.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Yeah. All right, Jabes, let's start with the first murder case, okay?
Okay.
This is the most popular one, right?
It is. It's a little amateurish. Right, it's kind of for people to like dip their toe in the crime pond. And I say good for you guys. And yeah. I'm really happy that it's swept the nation and you guys are all into fucking crime now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What did it take? A hot little 22-year-old?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, it did. That's all it took. A hot 22-year-old blonde girl. That's all that it takes for us, right?
Sure.
Same with Casey Anthony, right? Same with Top Mom.
Yes.
Same with Nicole Brown Simpson. Let's face it. If she wasn't white, blonde, and hot, would we have cared? Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. If OJ would have killed two ugly people that night instead of, you know, her and that the model fucking waiter, Goldman.
Oh, now let's talk about that. All three of them, hot.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Just like a trio of hot and blood everywhere.
Yeah.
And people were loving it.
Yes. That is why people are loving this. Say that I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
I know. So let's go through. Let's walk us through this weird Moab, Utah. I keep hearing the word Moab. I don't know anything about Utah or anything else that's going on there, but I try to stay out of the Utah area. I'm not a fan of that state.
Even in your mind?
What?
Like you can't even like comprehend what the Moab is?
I can, but it's very Utah where it's just so drab and it's like, why are you doing that? Like, why?
A lot of weekend warriors, right?
I can't do it, dude. I'll put it this way. Because even, you know, a good friend of mine, Evan Hafer, he lives in Utah with Black Rifle. Every Instagram post of him on the weekend getting ready for a hunt at like 3:30, 4 a.m., pouring coffee and then imagining going and sitting in a deer stand for 15 hours, like, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at these posts 5 hours later after I get up in the real world and I'm like, oh, well, yes, there is people who love to live in Utah. That's not me. I don't do that type of stuff, right?
Sure.
Because I'm busy.
Right.
And I think you would kill me if I just said, hey, you know what I'm going to do today? Just take 15 hours off and go try to kill a deer when I could go down and buy it at the shop.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But, you know, people are into that and good for them.
They are.
It seems like a nightmare, but
and
anyways.
So with this couple, this is what they were into. This is how they gained such a huge following on Instagram. Tell everybody about the couple.
Yeah. So as far as a timeline, there were these young couple. I think they're both 22. Now, everyone in the studio knows about this case because it's very, you know, social media driven, whatever.
Sure.
So everyone knows about it. You guys can all correct me if you want. But both young couple, they were engaged to be married. They were, fiance. They decided to call it off, but still wanted to be together.
Sure.
Right? So they're like kind of an on again, off again. They kind of like have some problems, whatever. So they decide to go on a cross-country van trip. They redid this van, very hipster, Austin, very cute.
Bob, pull up a picture of this lovely couple, because I think this will help everybody understand, if you don't know this case, why everybody's following it. Because...
And then they decided to go on a cross-country trip and document all of it. So they're going to do like a blogger, Instagram influencer, trip, travel blog, whatever.
There we go.
Fucking baldy over here with his hat.
Yeah, is he bald already?
Now,
he is.
Yeah, and I usually get a creeper vibe, right? Which I kind of do from him. He has creeper face.
Not this photo. Is there one more recent
of
them?
One where he's talking to the cops because they had a domestic dispute in the van.
Correct.
So that is a little bit more of a creepy kind of picture, which I think we have. It's body cam footage, but it is a picture. So we can find that, which kind of sets the scene. But anyway, so they're on this. She, I guess, has like OCD and has some like kind of mental stuff that she's dealing with. It's very hard for, yes, very hard for her on the trip. So here's body cam picture.
So this is where I'm going to pause you just real quick here, because now I understand what you're saying. Like, this guy looks like he's now, I don't know, 15 years older than her. Potentially looks like she's 15 years old and you know, this couple is starting not to match and he's super bald. This reminds me of Giorgio was bald. And if you just saw Giorgio on the side of the highway, we'd be like, oh, he's a fucking serial killer.
Is it because he's small?
Yes.
It's not it's the very, case. I mean, they're both twinkish. The same age, correct, guys? Yeah.
Are so they really?
Yeah.
Oof. Then I have the motive right there.
Incel? Anyway.
No. No.
No. So anyways, this dispute, let's just like, we can go fast forward to that. They're on this trip. They're documenting it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Some passersby, the van, call 911 because they see him. They say that he's slapping a girl. A gentleman is slapping a girl, whatever. The cops come, and it actually was, she was freaking out and was hitting him.
Mm-hmm.
He pushed her, you know, like kind of got her to stop, got in the van, locked it. Get like, you need to take a minute.
Sure.
In the hot Moab sun. So he's a fun, great guy too.
What was the AC on? Is that who knows that the car was off?
No, he was inside. She was outside.
Ah.
And she got there. He locked all the doors except for the driver's side. So she got in.
Yep.
Then they were like having this crazy thing. It tussles out to the van, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they had to speak to the cops.
Okay.
So I don't know how much in the timeline this was, but it was definitely on this trip.
A week before.
And before. Then she is sending kind of weird texts to her mom talking about the tension between them. Then the mom starts getting texts that don't really sound like her.
Yes. So
because he has probably already, what, guys killed her?
Yeah.
Now he's using her phone to text the mom. He comes back without her.
Wait, but it was one of the text messages that was weird that was referencing Stan.
Stan, which is her
grandfather, which she would never call your grandfather by his first name.
Right. And she said something like, no service in Yosemite. Like the first text was, the last text she got was, no service in Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time before her phone went dead. But before that, she was getting weird texts like that, like calling her grandfather by his first name, which she never did. Like, can you please deal with Stan? He keeps leaving voicemails and I can't get back to him or something.
Yeah, yeah,
basically
yeah.
Like, I'm not alive. And I'm the boyfriend, and if I call the grandfather, he's going to know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Or
so it's basically the boyfriend using her phone and texting.
The other part to this was the police were wondering if she was sending out those messages because they knew her parents would be like, oh, well, she doesn't call her grandfather Stan. She's clearly in trouble. And that's what I've heard from the other side on her family.
I know, but that's kind of like the world making it more interesting than it actually is, which is
it's what we're here to do, James.
I know. But, you know, lots of murders and cases are like very interesting on their own. This one became famous and people want to make it like this juicy thing that I don't know that it is, right? I really think it is he killed her. He was texting with her phone. He came back, lawyered up, although I would tell anyone, innocent or guilty, that is with someone, like either romantically involved with someone that goes missing or dies, to lawyer up immediately and not talk to the police.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I would agree as well. You know, now on my side of this, right, because I'm not into the murder world as much as you are. I don't go to sleep to it. It's not mandatory. You know, I'm not listening to the murder podcasts. I'm not popping in on the Netflix docs that are, and then he stabbed her abdomen. Then he stabbed, what is it? Stabbed her vagina.
Her eyes were cut out. That's her arms were cut out. Yeah.
Go finish it.
I think that's it.
Okay, great. So with that, here's now the basic white girl syndrome and all that other shit, right? Why people get amped about this, okay? Start to get into conspiracy theories.
Sure.
Now, there's this 50-mile dead zone. Is that what we're calling it, Bob? Where you can murder somebody.
That's actually what it is called.
It is. Great.
So it's called the Zone of Death in Yellowstone.
And that I like.
So the Zone of Death is this 50-mile area in Idaho where there's not enough people that live in or around the area to get a proper jury.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you do commit a crime, they aren't going to be able technically to get like a fair trial.
Yeah. Right. So it's a loophole in the Constitution of the United States. A criminal could theoretically avoid prosecution for any major crime in, you know, up to and including murder, which is insane. But I'm glad I know it now.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Because congratulations. If this is what he did.
Right.
Which we don't know. Now, here's where I'm confused, okay? So you said he came home and then he lawyered up, right?
Yes.
He didn't get arrested?
No, I think so. There's also an element of his parents helping him for 3 days get like a head start.
Because he's gone.
He's gone. So basically he came home, lawyered up, won't talk to the police, and then his parents let him kind of get a 3 day heads up or a 3 day
start.
Start.
Yeah, they thought he went to this kind of park in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turns out he was not there.
Right. So they kind of they
well, they don't
created
know.
A distraction.
Last they saw him was in Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yes. So he's on the run.
Oh, so he is. Oh, great.
He's on
now
the run.
Now we're getting fucking fun, dude. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought he had just buried himself in this Florida reserve in this forest. And then, congratulations, come and find me. This is very Osama bin Laden-like, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't find me. I know this terrain better than you do. Now we're starting to get into some, you know, some old school Rambo shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case. So he's just on the run in general.
Yes, and his parents, apparently. So if anything happens,
yep.
They could be, you know, aiding and abetting or whatever, because I think they said that he was somewhere that they knew he wasn't so that he could have time to get away.
Well, look, what would you do if it was your kid?
That.
Yeah. Same. And, you know.
I'm no mayor of Easttown, you know what I mean? Holmes and Hoagies.
Yeah, no spoilers Hoagies. Here, but man, that was brutal at the end of that. I'd let him get a head start, too. I'd be like, all right, great. Here we go, dude. I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, what's
and
the
I would
sitch?
Say Godspeed. I'm going to do this one time.
Yep.
You better get your fucking shit together.
Well, you...
I'm not going to keep aiding and abetting.
Yeah, you get one, you get one,
you get
shot,
one shot
at this.
Everybody knows you're a drug dealer, Georgie.
And that's kind of where we're at, where it's just like, all right, great. Now, with his dirty look and everything that's going on, best bet, just go to that bridge in Mexico right now with all the other people and be like, all right, well, kind of just blend in through the crowd and just kind of peace, you know, figure out your life around there.
There's also, you know, a tiny, tiny chance that he didn't.
Didn't murder her.
Right.
Right.
There's a tiny, tiny chance that they were fighting all the time. She wasn't on her meds, whatever. He fucking just left her, which is also not cool.
Sure.
But she fucking died. We'll see. Autopsy is like... today or tomorrow. So like there's still that piece where we need to know like how she fucking died. And that's going to really answer a lot.
Then why wouldn't you stay?
Stay?
Yeah,
no, like
kid.
You left, you guys were fighting.
No, no, no,
right?
No. No, I meant at,
oh,
your,
why
at your
you
house
stay?
With your parents and just be like, hey, here's what happened. She was locked out and she was roamed through the desert and died.
Roll the dice in court.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Well, yeah. Now, had he just come home, lawyered up, and not talked to the police, I would be like, he may not have done it.
Yes.
But being on the run, but again, me and Delco were talking about this before, like, a la Scott Peterson, like, whether you did it or not.
You look guilty.
Yeah,
you look guilty if you dyed your hair blonde and you're going to Mexico with a bag full of cash, right? Like,
yeah.
That's, I know you're scared and, like, it's always the husband, but, like, let's maybe.
Yeah. Let's, Bob, let's see the latest. There's one last pic on her Instagram right now. Because I went through both of their Instagram feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's what they wanted you to do.
Maybe. I mean, she's fucking dead, so obviously
the
not.
The first thing I thought was like, are we here? Are we murdering for fucking Instagram
here's
followers?
Here's the thing. I thought there was a shot that maybe this was a hoax and then
yeah.
she would pop up and be like, oh, I'm alive.
Yeah.
Thanks for your well wishes and everything
true.
Else and all that other stuff. I'm going to get divorced and find my life, write a book.
Yeah.
Maybe get a biopic on Lifetime. That type of shit.
Yeah.
But that clearly isn't the case. Just pull up her Instagram. Let's see her last photo there. Now, I went to his, and I went to his last night. Was that the last one? It's from 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
That's the last one from 3 weeks ago?
That's her last photo on Instagram.
This is the account with 938,000 followers.
So 900. Okay, so it's up. So just in the last day, this is up 200,000 followers. Because I caught it at 750 yesterday. Now, right there, Bob, you can leave it on this one. That's fine. Either one of those two. This is why America cares.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot, white, blonde girl, and this is why we care.
And she's pretty.
But here's
average.
The thing.
She'll do.
It's good enough,
she's
right?
She's no Patty Boonchin.
Exactly. But it's good enough right now to say, hey, dude, I'm all in on this. Like, that could be, you know, my high school sweetheart or my daughter or something like that,
yes,
right?
For sure.
When people are ugly, like real ugly.
Right.
No interest in a case like this. Great. How many followers do you have? 834? Boo. You know, you got a weird tooth that you never got fit. You got a gap tooth, kind of like Michael Strahan.
Mm-hmm.
So what? They went missing and died. Well, the world's not really going to miss that. But now this is where people really get sad and they get all interested in it.
Sure.
Where it's just like, God, sure. Even with Scott Peterson. Now let's flip this over to the dude's side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we care about this? Yeah, Lacey, it's kind of hot and everything else. But let's face it, he was hot in his own right. Scott Peterson, where it was just like,
yeah,
girls are still fucking sending him shit to get married.
Oh.
Same with Aaron Hernandez.
Dude, the Menendez brothers have been married and divorced three times
in jail.
In jail.
They've
had full...
That's why we care.
White boy lives.
Yeah. So
what kind of cigarette alimony are they sending?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how does that work?
You can't smoke in jail anymore, right?
Ah.
You know how boring it is? God damn it, that'd be boring. So
no,
here's the
here, all right,
so here's the thing here with Homeboy's endgame. If he did it, my prediction is he'll probably off himself before they get close and call it a day. I can't see him going to prison.
He's going full Andy Dufresne. He's
going
to Mexico.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Look, if he's sailing in a boat on Mexico, congratulations. If you're able to make it, right? I just can't remember a case recently. And maybe I'm wrong and you can correct me on this. I can't remember a case recently where someone was killed, we knew who it was, and then they weren't immediately captured within 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. No.
Even that Wisconsin one I was telling you about a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were killed in the cornfield and mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. They got them within like 72 hours. After that case went viral, they got the guys within 72 hours. Now, with this one, because he's famous, and what are his Instagram followers up to? By the way, everybody's going on his Instagram and calling him a murderer. It's still open, which is amazing. I would... I'd go ahead and lock that up. Probably put that under private for now.
Got to think he doesn't have a phone right now, right?
I don't know. Or a burner phone. What's pull up his Instagram. Let's see what he's got here. Because this will lead me into the last of it. Oh, boy.
Wait, so this is his?
This is hers, but his name. What's his name again?
He's got that wonky.
Yeah, I'm trying to find him tagged in one of these. Oh,
okay.
Here we go. Bizarre design. Okay.
Yeah,
is he bizarre design?
He's got 283.
Okay, great. So he only had like 132, right? Is that his last post in Moab?
Yeah.
Must be.
It's a weird post, too. Humans are primates, great apes,
August 13th, this is the last one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're starting to go into, like, I don't know, weird fucking shit here where it's just like, hey, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not a good sign that he's getting philosophical on existence.
No.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
Because he clearly
either
murdered somebody or doesn't want to exist anymore or doesn't want him and her to exist anymore. Scroll through here. He's got 5 pics on this, Bob.
Yeah.
Let's see what the rest of it are. So she obviously took those.
Maybe. He has an Apple Watch.
Yeah, he might just have like a little
phone. Is an Apple Watch that great?
Yeah. No, you can take you can set your phone up and then you can take the picture with your watch.
For sure. They for sure have some type of setup for influencers with like a tripod for your phone. Yeah.
So look at right underneath that. First comment.
All he has to do is
scroll down.
The timer on his Apple
Shadwick
Watch.
Lane, first comment. Where's Gabby?
Praying for Gabby.
Parents
don't report
him missing
until 3 days after he's.
Yeah.
That's not missing.
Where is she, Brian?
That's what we call 3 days.
Where is she, Brian?
Where is she, Brian?
Cute.jewelry.online wants to know, where is she?
Cute.jewelry.online.
Free plug there. Okay.
Like, this is the rambling of a murderer.
Yes.
Like, you should really just 100. Read this whole fucking thing.
So here's
this is what I'm saying. It's, I think, a little bit more simple than we're making it.
Well, and here's the thing, and I'll go as to why he killed her. I think I can answer this motive right now, okay? So you're saying they're both 22 years old, right? Both of them. Same age.
Yeah.
All right. Dated for a while before that and everything else?
Dated for a while, were engaged, called it off, then went on a trip, said that they're still in love, but they're not. They're too young to get married. Whatever.
Yeah, I can
not tell a real right now.
We'll go almost famous. Sex disguises love. Love disguises sex.
Sure.
Look, we're not cool. We're not cool.
It was a rocky, toxic relationship, and it ended with death in the zone of
rocky tox.
It ended with death in Yellowstone.
It did. Go ahead through that timeline.
Through the timeline?
Yeah. Was that what you were saying?
No, I was going to say I know why. It probably happened.
Oh, I know why it happened. Let me see if this matches up.
No, I know why it happened. Go.
Here's why this happened, okay?
Please.
They started dating younger, right?
Sure.
Whenever you go bald this early, I know this is going to sound crazy. Whenever you go bald this early and you start to look like the person you're married to's father, start to lose a lot of confidence in yourself or whatever, her Instagram following was like fucking four times his before the murder. Pre-murder, her Instagram following was through the roof, and he probably kept thinking to himself, God damn it, dude, why am I, like, I'm the dude here. Like, I'm the one doing the cool shit, and I'm dragging homie around with me, and she's getting all the followers. It's because she's the one that's fucking hot, bro. You're bald as shit at 22 years old. Mm-hmm. The rest of your life is downhill after this. You're going to have to start shaving earlier, and then he's like, fuck, man. Now I got to go back and deal with this. It's probably going to be a nasty divorce and everything else. And then there's that mental break as a man inside where you're
They're not married.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They were going to get married. They were living a happy life in a van down by the river.
But okay? I'm just saying divorce wasn't a factor in the murder.
Either way.
Okay.
Okay? It's a lot of confidence lost when you're dating a hot little 22-year-old and you look like a fucking dad at some point. Now, from the early pictures that we showed earlier, that was not always the case. He kind of looked her same age. We were like, oh, there's two young kids in love. Now it looks like Uncle Rico and the fucking daughter who could be 14, 15 years old. That's a lot for a dude to handle, along with the primates and all the other bullshit he was thinking about and stars in space and everything.
Can I give a simpler explanation?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go first.
Yeah, exactly.
They stayed in a van together 24 hours for like a year straight.
And she was like, a little bit nuts. He was a little bit nuts. They had many like toxic, weird fights. Only, you know, a couple times the cops or someone happened to be driving by their secluded van. How many times did it happen that people weren't there? So look.
No.
Yeah.
Baldness.
That's
the fucking real killer here.
I'd like to add in that he might just be really stupid.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's been 3 days.
I need to read the second half of this Instagram post.
Yes,
please. Please.
This is his pondering existence post.
Sure.
Yes.
This tree doesn't require an Apple Watch. It doesn't stream its favorite shows or have a microwave oven or pay health insurance or drink grande iced caramel macchiatos.
Yeah.
It is just a tree, but you rarely see geese riding jet skis or wearing designer clothing either. I think if we all want breathable air and drinkable water, we all need to learn how to live with less.
Ah, there it is. Can you like that, Bob, or do I have to do that on my own phone? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Liked. To be fair, murder is pretty green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The body goes back to the earth. Can we give him an applause there for Bob's read, please? That was a little selfish, Delco. That was a great read on me. It's a great read on Bob's part.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very dramatic. He hit all of his beats, everything, man. As a director, I don't really have many notes on that.
Can we blame the murder on climate change?
I would like to blame it on Greta Thunberg.
Dude, you get the right jury. That might work.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, around Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I would like to get Thunberg involved in this.
One of my favorite lines from any movie ever is Forrest Gump after that dude hits Jenny and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, babe. It's just Nixon and
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
He just blames Nixon for beating
Richard
his
Nixon,
girlfriend.
Man, yeah. When you were beating your lady back in the '70s, you could blame Nixon.
Yeah.
You're like, well, fucking Nixon, Vietnam. I just had to beat my lady down. Yeah.
So that's what he does. He goes in front of a jury. It's just, I didn't want to kill her, but freaking climate change and Trump.
Yeah. And that's where we're at. But yeah. I'm going to say baldness was the one that really did him in. It's 22 years old. 22-year-old baldness, too much for a man to handle. So.
You
start pondering existence and everything else. Where you're just like, oh, fuck. And then at that point, you literally do have to grab a girl like that and hold on. Or you're fucked, bro. Like, keeps.com/revolution.
And let go off the cliff.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
We have a saying in crime, which is it's always the boyfriend, it's always the husband, right?
Yes.
Always. There's no disputing that he did it. It's just what in the fuck is going on now?
So
that's all.
Last question here on this to wrap this up, because we got more murders to talk about today. Whoa. You have a better one that you love.
No, I don't have a better one. I just have one that's a little bit more juicy and interesting to me.
Okay. The last question I have here regarding this, was that body actually found in the dead zone? Is that confirmed? Because I don't know. And that was a rumor that was going around last night. I know our show that we just picked up on the network, Pardon My American, was discussing it a little bit. And so I was able to, because I was listening to the show and last night, download Pardon My American, by the way. And I was listening to their show last night, and as I was going through it, they were going through the laws and regulations. All of that makes sense. I just don't know where the body was found. So was it actually found in the dead zone?
Okay, so you guys can look this up. But so as reported, the feds announced Sunday they'd found the remains of a young woman at the Spread Creek dispersed camping area in the Bridger Teton National Forest. So, and then they're doing a memorial. They have a cross of rocks.
Yep.
That is laid out where they actually found the body. Is this, I mean, I can maybe look it up.
Well, hang on, Bob. I think Bob's got it.
Okay. They found the cross there.
No. That's where they're doing a memorial.
They're doing a memorial for it right now.
But they're saying that's where the body was found. So they're saying that they put the rocks there where the body
was found. Yeah.
And it was in Spread Creek.
It says makeshift cross found in area where crews searched for Gabby Petito.
Okay, so here I see that a memorial set up in Wyoming where body was believed to be found, a cross made of stones, is serving as a makeshift memorial for Gabby in Wyoming on the exact site where cops believe they found the missing 22.
So the question is,
can you just tell me if Spread Creek dispersed camping area in Bridger Teton National Forest is in the... It might be a couple. I'll give you a minute.
Okay, so
Cade is going to take a second.
Cade Mangum. Mangum? Sorry, Cade. You know I'm awesome at names, though. Always have been, always will be. East of the murder zone is what he's saying.
Oh. So
it's in Wyoming.
It is actually in Wyoming.
So, yeah, the murder or the dead zone is in Idaho.
So if it was found.
So he can still be tried.
Yeah, he can still be tried. Yeah.
So he didn't actually do.
So he didn't do
it. He wasn't actually smart. He is, in fact, what Bob said.
A dumb person.
So dumb. Yeah. If the body was found right next to the dead zone, what a fucking loser.
Put her in the
dead
zone,
he couldn't
zone,
even
bro.
Get that shit right.
No,
like
dude.
Like, if you were so close.
You're so close, bro.
Yeah. If you're going to murder, find the dead zone, and you're right there.
No, like, if we're thinking that he's some, like... There's part of me that's like,
genius.
Dang,
he's a genius.
Wow. Are you a genius?
Now he's just a dummy.
Now he's just a big old dummy, and everyone else is trying to make him into something that he's not.
The Hawk is saying Spread Creek, great place to bury a body. Yeah. You spread out everything. There
I
you
got
go.
You guys. I got you. But
And so Jason Crowley is saying, not confirmed he's in Alabama either. Hmm. This one's going to be interesting to follow. I love it. There's another one real quick here. Kreger's threw us a 50 spot. Kreger's, come on, dude.
I know.
He says, here's to Jables, just in case. If I don't make it on Thursday, bachelor party starts. He's going to a bachelor party.
Okay.
He's getting married next month and all that other stuff.
If he doesn't make it Thursday.
If he doesn't make it, it's a Thursday show.
Oh, okay, show buddy. Here on the All network. Right. Well, here thank on you.
Hammer the like button if you're watching on YouTube. And then somebody else was saying Ross is looking pretty peggable today. I'll take that as a compliment.
I love that.
As a compliment. Thank you.
Love that.
Thank you very much. All right, so we're going to close this out. I'm going to you got to hit us with that Crime Corner theme song one more time. All right, Javes. Now, missing white girl syndrome is trending on Twitter. Joy Reid, this is what she's calling it.
Right.
Going to be honest with you, Joy. Anyone who looks like you and is murdered, not getting any news coverage. Not because of your race. You're just simply not hot enough for me to care. And I want you to know that, Joy Reid. You're not. I just don't. You're not good looking enough or attractive enough for me to care. By labeling it a race is totally unfair. If Halle Berry got killed, I would fucking care. I'd dedicate a fucking 3-hour show to that, to her murder, okay? Because she's super hot. You're not. So therefore, you can call it a race thing or whatever you want, but it's just based on looks, okay? Joy, I don't care if you get killed. Who's top mom? Nancy Grace. Same thing. If she gets blown away, I don't really care though. I mean, you know, it's like, well, an accidental Dick Cheney thing. I don't want anyone murdered, obviously.
Right.
But if, you know, it happens, and you're like, all right, well, that was, yeah, we knew her. I remember that. But do I care? No. Now, if it's someone if you've openly masturbated this person or thought about them right before you masturbate, yes, dude, they're going to move to the top of the list as far as murders go. Sorry, that's the world. Now, Jabes, on to the next one.
Hmm?
I don't know anything about this one at all.
Oh, are you done? Okay.
Give me a crime corner. Oh, we're on fire today, Jabes.
Okay, so in the vein of it's always the husband, right?
Sure.
Which I just want to say first, I don't know if you know this, but I get on your phone and computer and search weird ass stuff so that if I ever die.
Oh, you do it on mine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
like how to murder your wife or how to get away, how to make a murder look like an accident. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where to find the carotid artery. I just like search all this weird stuff.
On mine.
How do you get like, yeah.
Okay.
So that when anything happens, because they're always going to, it's always going to be the husband.
Sure.
And they're going to first search your. So if you ever see me
real?
On, yeah, if you ever see me on your phone or computer, that's what I'm first doing before I do anything else. But it's weird stuff too. Like just to cover all my bases, like how to make a car accident look like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How to kill someone in a car accident and make it look real.
Sure.
Or
you think, see, that's not that good of a strategy for your husband, because if I was his attorney, his defense attorney, I would simply bring him to the stand and say, sir, find your calculator app on your phone.
Yeah. And I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So my technology.
But I think it would track Bob only because like he would like have to search it. Do you know what I mean? So like no. Both things can be true.
You've got me pegged wrong on that one. I'm using pegged, obviously, as a pun. You've got me pegged wrong on that one. I wouldn't search anything.
How long before murdering your wife do you need to get an insurance policy? Like all these things I search.
I've already gotten the insurance policy years ago. So.
Chloroform. Yeah. Like I just, all
no.
The things.
No.
I know you already have it, but I'm saying, I'm like, I search the time. So like no matter what, like even if it was 5 years, 10 years, 20, like you still searched it.
Yeah.
And came up with that amount of years, right?
Sure.
Anyways, just a fun little fact about you going to jail. If I ever die.
Obviously.
No matter how I die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
So this one is interesting to me because it's very like, it's South Carolina. It's like rich lawyer family. It's
isn't Charleston?
Also something. So it's the Murdaugh family murders. And
okay. Bring up, bring their photos up, Bob. Let's get them.
Yeah,
on the
you're not gonna like it because nobody's hot.
Really?
But, nah.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
Why would you do that today?
Yeah, but this kid could be like in your frat.
All right,
yeah. The kids.
Let's focus on him, and then we'll go to the
dad,
rest of the
mom,
ugly ones.
Whatever. No, but right. Like the kids, yes. So I actually, when my mom was here.
Oh, boy.
He said one of the kids.
Which kid?
The one next to the dad.
Yes.
Bottom tier.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So I'm already caring less about this. I'm sorry. I'm checked out. This
okay, so I'm not talking to you.
Basic.
But anyway, so a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, so our local news was reporting on this. But they were reporting on it in a way that was not really saying the obvious. So what they were saying was this guy, if you want to keep the picture up and I can kind of go through it. So the dad, Alex, So the dad first calls 911. We're going to go through the timeline, but how this case kind of came to the forefront was this guy called 911. And
the dad. Okay.
And by the way, my new obsession is husbands calling 911 after they've killed their wives because it's just like anything where you have everything planned out. You have the script in your mind and then that call, that 911 operator comes on and they just fucking lose everything.
Yeah.
Like they're just like, my wife, I don't know, my wife. And they're like, sir, what's happening? She's dead. And it's just like, it's such a weird
social. Do we have audio of this?
That would be a bridge too far. But
is it?
Can we pretend that he has like a Lindsey Graham lisp?
Yeah.
It's South Carolina.
Yeah, because I was gonna say I'm not gay.
Yes.
I'm from Atlanta.
Oh my God, my wife and my son.
My wife.
I just came home at 11 o'clock at night.
You're going a little Delco there.
Yeah. You're starting to put hoagies in.
You know
that
why? Because I'm so good at it. That's why.
Yeah, maybe. But you got to take that down south.
Anyway, so this is the first thing. And they're reporting on, I think the Today Show and local news, just very matter of fact. Like, there's nothing weird about the fact that this guy, very high-powered lawyer, comes home and finds his wife and his son, Paul. He has two sons. One of his...
Pop that picture up. Which one is Paul here? Tell the audience which one Paul. Is it the ginge?
Lord, I mean...
Is it the redhead?
That's going to be a... So Paul...
Is it red?
Mother.
Big red on the far right there?
I think it's the middle one is the one that they found that
they
was killed.
The littler one? Or older. It might be his oldest son, right? Anyhow.
Find out, yeah. All right, so one of the kids is dead.
So one of the kids, he comes
and
home.
And the mom.
Mom.
Kid.
Kid. Dead.
Okay.
Just laying outside the couch. Shot.
Shot
multiple times. He's come home from an ironclad alibi that he was at the hospital with his ailing father, who eventually died.
Okay.
Now, you come home at 11 o'clock at night. I don't know. That gives you literally 20 minutes to shoot someone, although they'll find all of that out. The point of this, so they're reporting on this. Then he shows up maybe a week or two later.
Okay.
With a grazed gunshot. He calls 911 and says that he's been shot.
Oh.
Right? He got out of the car, he was changing his tire, and he got shot. So look, but it's a grazed on the side of the head. I mean, it's a little bit of damage, but
But that's still dangerous. If you're going to graze yourself, you don't do it in the side
of
the head.
It wasn't done by himself.
Yeah, he didn't do it himself. I have the 911 call.
Let's play it. Let's go, James. This is your day. This is your Super Bowl.
I don't have... Oh, no.
Yeah, you never do.
Oh, no.
I know, you never do. James, we got some sponsors who put this show on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Yelled at me the other night.
What?
Jesse.
Why?
Because I turned on the vibrator on the adjustable bass.
Yes.
I love it.
You do love it.
I don't like
it so much.
I could sit in that forever on vibrate or like one of those chairs at the airport.
Or I know.
Just let
and
it
by
vibrate
the way,
and give you back massages. You hate back massages and
right.
Pleasure.
So don't take me being mad that it's not amazing. It is it's great.
It's amazing.
Zero gravity. Put on the vibrator thing. Yeah. Great. Have some fun.
Exactly.
My brain is smaller than my head, so it shakes around in there.
Ah, and you can kind of.
for any kind of kind of vibrating thing like that, my brain shakes around inside my skull.
Sure, sure.
And so, that's just not to brag. Yeah, but that's obviously just a fun little thing about me.
Humble brag. Yeah. But if you're not like that and your brain actually does fill up your entire head, you can get the adjustable base that vibrates. It's a flashlight. It's amazing. All of the things, okay? And that is in a bundle package that is left over from Labor Day sale. 40% off. When you bundle that together with a mattress, you can add pillows or sheets or whatever you want to that. And that's fine. Or if you want anything in the entire store, it's 30% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. As always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there, which if you have decent credit, don't come at me with a 420, dog. And just be like, oh, dude, I don't understand. Sorry. Nobody's going to give you anything on that. But if you bundle all those deals together, which they'll let you do, and then add it to the 36-month pay-as-you-go program, you're looking at $38 to $35 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and check it out. Next up, we got CardoMax. Talked about it at the top of the show. CardoMax.com. Promo code Nooners. You're going to get 30% off your next four orders. Man, I'm all jacked up on this. This is great for pre-workout. This is great if you're crashing in the afternoon. Their energy intensifier is a bomb, dude. Two flavors. Blue raspberry. Pink lemonade. Jesse goes to the pink lemonade. I'm a blue raspberry guy.
Yeah, like a citrus.
Yeah, you do. Even with our seltzer, it's the same way. We got the blue raspberry, and then you like the citrusy one. So
I like the lemon lime.
Yeah, congratulations. But because of that, you might as well get both bags. There's 15 in each bag. It's amazing. It's owned and operated by a former Navy SEAL. And he's a drinking bro, dude. It's Sean Mattson. You've known him for 6 years at this point. We've been working with Sean for 6 years at this point on this show. So you know what kind of quality products you're getting. You just, you know, you rip it open, you put it in any liquid available. You're good to go. Vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine and BCAAs. Tastes great. And it's healthy. And again, it's a veteran, so help out a veteran-owned company. CardoMax is offering all of our listeners an exclusive offer, 30% off your next four orders. Go to CardoMax.com. Use the promo code Nooners. That is CardoMax.com. And use the promo code Nooners. And you will get 30% off your next four orders. It's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. Last but not least, James, we got a new one here to the show.
We have a new one. Stick with us on this, guys, because it is actually a great alternative to traditional health insurance, and I think a lot of us will love it. So,
yeah, and I'll tell you how we arrived here. We had a doctor on who wrote a book on another show, and he was talking about insurance and everything else. He was a fascinating dude on Drinking Bros like 2 months ago. And he had written a book about all of the costs of health insurance and things like that and ways to beat it. And then when this company approached us, we were like, yeah, shit, let's offer it to the audience. Maybe this is the next big thing.
Right. Because you can't keep saying the healthcare system is broken,
right,
the deductibles, the thing, without being like, okay, what's the alternative? So this company came up with an alternative.
Right. And the company is joincrowdhealth.com/fit. That is joincrowdhealth.com/fit. And you're going to enter the promo code Nooners to sign up for that one. And again, this is for people in the U.S. who are concerned about the cost of health insurance and there's no good options. Like Jesse was saying, you go uninsured or you got this high deductible and questionable coverage because you don't know which doctor's yours or if you're in network, out of network, all the things that everybody goes through. Because look, the health insurance system really is broken. I just had a bill the other day where I was just like, what is this from? I guess, man, I thought you said if I paid in cash, I would get this in cash. No, you owe more money. I don't know if it's real or not. And that even the guy on the show was like, you can fight this, you not fight this. Maybe this is the next fucking revolution right here.
Right. So in like simple terms, it's crowd-funded healthcare, right? So you guys all sign up, you buy into this, you put it in the pot. They really encourage you to be healthy, right? Mm-hmm. They to exercise, to eat well, things that doctors won't tell you, right?
Correct.
So it's a community of people tired of the healthcare system that is trying to keep you sick and, you know, charge you through the roof. In the same respect, when I go, like, to take the kids to pediatrician, just to wellness, it's like if I go through insurance, it's, you know, the price is jacked up. It's going to take forever. I'm still going to have to pay a little bit. Or they say to you, you know, if you pay in cash, if you want to just pay in cash right now, you get so much off, and it ends up being not that much at all.
No, no.
So that's the idea behind it.
And if you're asking yourself why Crowd Health Shapes, you know, membership is a monthly prescription or subscription. Sorry. I was thinking about the medicine already that I was going to put inside my body. It's a monthly subscription where they'll do prescriptions and all that stuff for you. Start and stop at your own convenience.
Right.
Japes, simple and transparent pricing, customized to fit your needs. Crowd Health lowers your monthly healthcare costs, and you can see any doctor you want. Just use their app. Find it nearly any doctor in the country, ranked 1 star to 5 stars, scan bills, and then throw them away. Crowd Health takes it from there. Press a button to receive virtual care anytime, anywhere. Membership-wise, there's a community of health-conscious members who want to get you and to help you stay healthy in return for lower prices. Crowd Health gets rid of the insurance middleman and passes the savings to its members. 100% of your monthly membership pays for actual healthcare costs, helping the whole Crowd Health community stay healthy while keeping more money in your pocket. Crowd Health is able to offer amazing prices because of its community of health-conscious members. But for a limited time, our listeners will get their first month free. And after you've been a member, Crowd Health will include a fitness wearable. It's 30 days to try risk-free plus the fitness wearable. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/fit and enter the code Nooners to sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/fit, promo code Nooners. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions may apply.
And they give you an Apple Watch, by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
And I have an Alex Murdoch on the line, caller from 4147 Moselle Road. He's advising that his wife and child was shot.
Okay, and sir, give me the address again.
It's 4147 Moselle Road. I've been up to it now. It's bad.
Okay. Okay, and are they breathing?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and you said it's your wife and your son?
My wife and my son.
Are they in a vehicle?
No, ma'am. They're on the ground out at my kennel.
Okay, you can shut that down now. Good enough. It's exactly what I thought. It is the traditional. Who's that gay guy in Atlanta who's got the show?
Chrisley. Chrisley.
Yes. Todd Chrisley.
That is the exact accent there. Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's my wife and my son. They're both. I don't know. It's crazy. You got to come.
Now, initial thoughts. Do you feel like that's a distraught husband? That it could be. Now listen. So
I don't know. That's,
yeah,
and it's weird. Like,
and so they have, I think it's 170 acres, in South Carolina. So it's a huge place.
Yeah.
And there has been. I'm going to go through the timeline of all the murders that have actually been connected to them.
Whoa!
Over the
connected
years.
To who?
To the this Murdaugh family.
It's a deeply powerful family.
Deeply powerful family in this small town in South Carolina.
And they've been murdering people?
They have a law firm.
Yeah.
They're in with the judges. It's one of these things where, like, even in this little town, people have said, like, don't start a franchise here because if somebody slips and falls, this family has so much power that you will be shut down. And they will do it. Do you know what I mean? So it's this thing where, like, there's not even – people don't even want to open – businesses in this place there. Because this family, this Murdaugh family, it was like this three judges in a row that were Murdaugh. And then this guy has a huge law firm, whatever. Just a rich, powerful family. And it's come to the end, basically, of that.
Sure.
So this guy, then it comes up that he's shot. He calls 911. He's been shot.
Yeah.
This is where I kind of come into the story, because when they're talking about this guy being shot, I was like, huh? Because anyone that follows crime, sorry, I'm talking to the people that do. It's funny where there's always like someone does like a superficial wound on themselves where like the cops come and it's like the whole family is slaughtered.
Right.
And the dad has like a scratch.
Yeah, he got away with a graze.
Oh, we were attacked.
Yeah.
We were attacked. Yeah. And it's like, okay, so they're literally bludgeoned to death and you have a slice on your arm and it's the opposite arm of your writing hand. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So this is kind of what triggered me where I was like, oh, you have a graze of a bullet.
On your head.
On your head, and your whole and your family is murdered. Multiple gunshot wounds.
Okay.
So then you kind of get into it from there, because I'm just like, this is not right. But again, they're reporting on it like it's just the normal. So sad for this guy. Gosh, so many bad things happen. First his family gets murdered, then he gets shot. Well, sorry
same
about
day?
It.
Did he get shot on
no,
the same day?
No, it was like 2 weeks. Maybe two weeks later, huh? Whatever. It's in the timeline. But it's just, it's a little bit interesting. So
walk everybody through this timeline.
So let's go timeline. So basically, if you want to go back all the way to like 1920, they were in the, as far as like the...
they still own slaves.
The 14th Circuit.
They probably own slaves.
They're called solicitors. Mm-hmm. They're not called lawyers. But so when I say solicitor, that means lawyer, right?
Slave
they've
owners.
Been in the 14th. Yeah. Anyways, so they've been huge in this, you know, owning the town since 1920.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure when they sat down for dinner, there was a black man with a chalkboard around his neck that came out and showed them what was for dinner.
Sure.
Like that, because that was still going on back then.
Sure. So in 2019, a boat crashes at a bridge near Paris Island in Beaufort County.
Oh, I know Paris Island.
Yeah, so Beaufort County, South Carolina on February 24th, killing 19-year-old Mallory Beach. And six people were on board the boat at the time of the crash, including 19-year-old Paul, kid who got shot.
The red-haired
His father,
kid.
Yeah. Alex.
Okay.
A local attorney and son of Randolph Murdoch, whatever they're all.
All right, so let me ask you this: was the girl in any relation to either two families that were on the boat?
No.
That's... Right, so it was probably a girlfriend or something like that, or a friend of the family.
Possibly, it was basically just a boat crash. She died. She may have been on the other boat. It was a boat crash. The son, Paul, was indicted in April on charges of boating under the influence. So nothing like murder, whatever. The family got him off.
Well, and here's the reason I asked, Japes. Because if you want to have your own crime podcast, you're going to have people like me that are asking questions because I don't know this case at all, right?
Oh, no,
so
I don't take questions.
With this, but let me ask you this. I know you don't. the reason why I ask if it was a girlfriend or something on the boat, and then it was just a single, you know, singular boat accident like that. To me, that's more salacious because then you got to get everybody on board that boat to agree to your story and never fucking break.
Yeah, but I think that's pretty much, you know, business as usual with this family. They've many times done things like this. Also, there was a body found on their property that they got away with. There was
Who was that?
That was like a cleaning lady that fell down the stairs and died while the dad was there.
You know what happened then. Excuse me, this is not shined and polished the way I want to. Boom, you push her down the stairs. Like, I can understand getting angry at something like that. There's times where it's just, you know, there's not enough shoe polish on there and you're like, I'm so angry I could push someone down the stairs and kill them.
Right. There's more to that story. So then at the funeral, Alex goes up to the family of the maid.
Is Alex the father?
Yes.
Okay.
Goes up to the family of the, you know, the maid and says, you know, look, there's, you guys can go after my home insurance. Like, I have a team of lawyers that will help you. I want you guys to have money. You can go after my home warranty or something like this, my home insurance, and get like up to $4 million.
Oh, yeah.
They never got it, but
you don't
Alex
say.
Did. Yeah, so a classic misappropriation of funds where, you know, it's like Eric you know, Girardi's going through it right now, where he said that he got these families a bunch of money and just kept it for himself.
Yeah, it's
possible.
Sure.
Real hard to get away with. Mm-hmm. Not normal, but some lawyers do it. So anyways, he actually helped this family get the money, but never gave it to them. So yep. That's one thing, too. So on June 7th is when the dad calls. June 10th, Randolph Murdaugh III dies peacefully. That's the dad that he was visiting as his alibi. June 15th.
So as the alibi, right? Let me ask this question. They have video. Like, there's cameras in every single corner of a hospital. Do they not have camera footage of him in the hospital with the dead dad?
Yeah, so apparently he does have an alibi. So he was there. Now, again, he called 911 at 10:07 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I don't know. But it was kind of open and shut just because of the family that it was.
Sure.
So they were still in some kind of power where he could just be like, yep, they were dead, wasn't me, here's my alibi, and people don't really look into it. Yeah. They're starting to now, but back then they, you know, at that time, they didn't.
Yeah.
They kind of shut. So on June 17th, Alex, the dad's brothers, John Marvin and Randy, speak to Good Morning America.
Oh, do we have a shot of them?
About
do we have
the
a
killings.
Shot of
I don't know if we can show that. Can
and
we?
Randy, just a picture. Still will be fine. So I just want to see what Randy looks like. Is the whole family ginger? Because, like, I'll never trust a ginger family.
Yeah, it's like one of those families that, like, they always had money. They're very, you know, well-fed and well, whatever.
Yeah, but
you
can't change your hair color.
So
there
here's
we go.
The brothers.
Okay, John and Randy.
Speaking to
now ABC. We're starting to get better looking. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's better looking than the dad. So the I understand why they put them out in front. And what did the brothers say?
So the brothers go on and just basically, you know, they're trying to cover it up, right? So they're trying to be like, he called distraught and, you know, there's no way he could have done this. He loved his family, right? So they're trotted out there. Mm-hmm. They're part of the whole thing. They're part of the whole powerful family.
Sure.
Send them out to ABC. We're going to do all we can here. We're going to talk to the judges, talk to the lawyer. We're going to do everything we can.
Yeah.
So June 21st, they acknowledge the interest in the case and ask public to withhold judgment. That's sled, so probably...
Not a prayer!
Yeah, exactly. They release a statement that it's neither prudent nor proper, very South Carolina, to release.
Oh, it's neither prudent nor proper
to comment on the case.
Yeah.
And says that his office will act promptly and ethically. Sure you will.
Yeah.
Sure ethically. You will.
Ethically. That's a good one to put in
sure.
there.
Sure. So June 22nd, they reopen the investigation into the unsolved death of 19-year-old Stephen Smith. That was the one that was on their property. So now all these things are getting opened up, whereas in the past, the judge would just say, shut.
Yeah. So the Stephen kid, was he buddies with the kids and the family?
His body was found in the road. They're not really saying the connection. They will once they get into it more, but it was a shut case. So it's like, until they reopen it, we don't really know.
Okay. So what's the motive for the dad to kill the wife and the son? This is the hard one I'm trying to tie together because
so he was Mr.
I couldn't kill my like either you kill your whole family, you don't just leave one son alive.
I think maybe he was collateral. I think maybe he wasn't supposed to be there. If I was going to be just like speculating, I think he was misappropriating a lot of funds. He was in a lot of, you know, things were going to start to come out
as far as
stuff that he's been doing. You know, things that he's been stealing, he's going to lose his license, everything's going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good motive most of the time when guys kill their wives who actually either know about it or are going to get super pissed and like turn and tell people everything, right?
Because
they don't have money anymore.
Sure.
You don't have money to keep the wife happy, she's going to fucking tell everyone everything.
Sure.
Maybe. All right. Or he owed people a bunch of money, they got mad, they killed them. I'm not sure. They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. I will say this.
And I think the son was not supposed to be there, and the son got. By no matter who did it, whether it was the dad or some kind of hitman, I don't know if the son was a target. He just happened to be there.
If okay. So breaking this down here, if the dad has an alibi, okay, he's at the hospital. There's tons of cameras in there. I don't know how you beat that.
Look, no, we're not disputing that he was there. It's
going to be
they're going to have to find out what time the bodies were actually killed and what time he got home and all of that, which when you reopen
right.
the case.
But they didn't do that with the wife and the kid?
The case was shut.
I understand that.
Okay.
But like, you're still going to have to explain timelines. Like, that's.
No, if it's just like clear. Yeah. Sure.
Or that police department's going to be under fire. I mean, that's one of those, even if you are on the side of the law, it's a wink, wink, like, hey, meet me in the backyard and I'll take off the body cam and let's talk about this.
No, like, I think that everyone will because, like I said, this is the end of the reign of this family.
Right.
So I think from this, a lot of things are going to be under investigation in this town because it's all the way from investigators to judge to attorney to whatever.
Right.
When you have all of those people on your side, it's the dead zone of Yellowstone, right? Like,
yeah.
You can get away with anything.
To a certain extent. Now, Bob, I'm going to ask you one more favor here. Just pull up that family one more time, the family of four with the mom in it. Because this is another one that I can't figure out in this case.
Okay.
Typically, when you're worried about, like, a divorce or the one that got away or something like that, right? That's not it. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the one that you're worried about of like, oh my gosh, if she gets away, I don't know.
No,
how
no,
I'm
it's not getting
life.
Away. It's she knows things that he doesn't want to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically kill the person that knows your secrets, right?
Right.
Not because you love them.
Totally.
Because you don't want it to get out.
100%. So now,
what are you
here's where I'm going with this.
Saying.
Here's where I'm going with this. I can see her getting murked. The son is what I can't figure out.
I already said the son was not supposed to be there. It's collateral damage.
It's your guess. We're all guessing. We're all speculating.
He's a witness. Okay. I don't think there was any reason for him. I think what you're saying is I don't think there's any reason for him to be a target unless maybe he knew shit too.
Got it.
And I don't know.
Got it. Or if you start to stack these bodies up, right, with the dead kid in the yard.
The girl.
The girl in the boat.
Forget
about the maid.
Okay.
Not powerful enough. Nobody's going to come and do anything about the maid.
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of unexplained murders on your watch.
Yeah. But the parents here, you're looking for a motive of why somebody else would do this. I would probably say it's the parents of the kids or something like
sure.
that. Because
there's a lot of people that he took money from, stole money from,
100%.
Yeah,
because
sure.
Like if somebody killed my kid and they just kind of brushed it under the rug, congratulations. I'm just walking up to your house and I'm going to murder you. Like, that's it. And I don't really care what happens to me after that. Dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably the same way, I would imagine, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Any father, mother, whatever, if you killed my kid and it was egregious and nothing happened, great. I don't have anything to live for at this point. So I would probably go to McDonald's first and have one last meal. But I would kill the people first and then eat the meal over their dead bodies and then be like, all right, great. Whenever the police show up, I'm just going to fucking blow my brains out. And we'll call it a day.
Yeah.
But I'm getting in one more meal. It's probably going to be a double QP with cheese. But whatever. Right,
oh,
extra
weird.
Fries. But it's satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
That one really fills you up, where a Big Mac doesn't fill you up so much.
Oh,
where like I can go back and bang a six pack of fucking Nug Life after that.
A Big Mac doesn't fill you up.
No, it's still just a little. I still need a six piece Nug on the side. I'm a large man.
Sure.
You know, goddamn near 6'4". I'm a tree of a man. So yeah, I gotta get something else. With a double QP though, like I'm good and I'm satisfied. And I'm like, all right, great. I can sit there with a couple dead people and eat over their bodies. But this one's gonna be weird. And now I feel bad about the fucking 911 call
It's not over. Okay.
But
I'm not done.
No, I know.
Okay.
But what if the 911 call is legit now? And then
it could be.
Ugh.
It could be. Look, it could be.
Now I feel bad for making fun of Big Red. You know, Clifford.
Oh, I wouldn't feel too bad about for Big Red.
Okay.
So he's fine. So, yeah. So then they reopened it because of all of this. They're reopening the case for the dead body. Then on June 25th, Alex Murdaugh, and so I'll just say Alex, the dad, and his other son, Buster, I guess probably the younger one. The kid that died was 22. Which one of those guys did you think was the 22
it's the taller one then,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. No, so
then
I think it's the smaller one is the one that died.
Really?
Yep. And the other one might be older even, huh? Or no?
I don't recall, but it is definitely the smaller one who was killed.
Okay. So.
Okay. Oh, so it was the smaller one who was killed. Oh, yeah, you're right. Shit, look at that. A little, the fat, bigger one. It looks identical to the father. yeah, he does have a younger vibe to him where it was, you know, you got the creepy.
So anyways, Alex and his other son, Buster, announced a $100,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of the person or persons responsible for the killings. So this is also a classic move, right? Going to the memorial, putting out the reward.
Yep.
Okay, we still don't know, though.
Yep.
And I actually don't know. Like, I don't know if someone else killed the whatever, but it's all a little bit suspect that one family has so many murders connected to them. So July 22nd, they release redacted audio of Alex Alex the dad's 911 call the night of the killings. In the audio, a distraught Alex advises dispatchers his wife and son had been shot, are on the ground and not breathing.
Yep.
August 11, despite his earlier statement, anyways, there's people that are recusing themselves. Sorry, that's not really like a fun fact, but Friday, September 3rd, Alex, the dad, resigns from the law firm, from his law firm, according to the firm. Saturday, September 4th, Murdaugh, the dad, calls 911 and reports that he has been shot.
Okay, great.
Early Saturday afternoon on a road in Hampton County, according to a statement from the SLED spokesperson, Tommy Crosby, he was taken to the hospital in Savannah, Georgia, where he was treated for superficial gunshot wound. At the time, there's no arrests. Okay. Then on September 6th, Murdaugh releases a statement through his attorney saying he resigned from the law firm and is entering rehab because he's been addicted to opiates for 12 years.
Oh, okay, great. So the dad is now in rehab as well?
The dad is now in rehab, which is a real good place to hide as well.
Sure.
So the murder of my wife and son have caused an incredible incredibly difficult time in my life. I have made a lot of decisions that I truly regret, he said in the statement. I'm resigning from my law firm and entering rehab after a long battle that has been exacerbated by these murders. Okay. So Tuesday, September 7th, the law firm says Murdaugh's resigned after the discovery that Alex misappropriated funds in violation. So this is now when they're looking into all the fucked up shit he's done with people's money.
Yep.
Survivor's money, whatever.
Yeah.
So September 8th, the South Carolina Supreme Court suspends his license to practice law. September 9th.
Yeah.
He says that it's actually an opioid addiction.
Pills.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Shooting that injured it was more serious. So September 10th, they say that the shooting was a little bit more serious, that he had an entry and exit wound. His skull was fractured, and it was not self-inflicted. So they determine after the investigation that he did not do it himself.
Wow. Okay. Now shit's heating up here, James.
Just wait. On September 13th, the SLED releases a statement announcing it has opened an investigation into Alex based upon allegations that he misappropriated the funds. September 14th, they have charged a man in Murdaugh's shooting.
No way.
In what they allege was a conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. So according to the affidavit filed to support the charges, Murdaugh allegedly conspired with this guy, Curtis Edwards, to kill him so that his son could get $10 million in life insurance. Now,
so he did want to die, though, so his son could get the fucking life insurance.
Right. So this is where it's kind of like, did he do it or not? Because Or is this just another way to cover, like, he just can't handle all the secrets and lies and bullshit? Well, I don't know.
So here's the other portion. Okay. Remember Aaron Hernandez when he hired Baez to go up there and get him off the double murder? The reason why was because there was $10 million sitting in that contract for the Patriots.
Yes.
If he got off of that case, the money would go to him because in the other one, he's dead and you can't try a dead man.
Or it could be that he knew because they reopened this case that he was going to be going to jail, in which case he couldn't get the money. So
I would be so pissed off, though, if I hired somebody and they didn't fucking kill me.
That's the only thing I don't get. Where, look, they've got this whole thing where I'm going to go to the side of the road. I need to change my tire. You're going to come up and shoot me.
Yeah.
How fucking hard is that?
I don't know. And like, even when he's on the ground, great. Empty the clip. I like, make sure.
That, or he got cold feet and was like, no. And then it like, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
But if you but have an, if you, you have want a, an to... entry and an exit through the skull.
Then they just, they literally just did not get it.
Oh, God, just keep, just empty the clip, bro. I don't.
Exactly. I don't get one shot.
One shot. Like, you're not good. Like, we've all seen TV shows. One shot just often doesn't do it, you know? And that little ginge is a fighter. So he fought through that.
That's fucked. And now he's going to be on the hook for insurance fraud. Then they're going to reopen all these other cases. And then it's all.
He's got to kill himself then now. So that's the only way that kid can get that money.
No, you can't.
Why?
I don't think you get it from suicide.
Yes, after 2 years.
Huh?
We just went through it. It depends on your policy, but if it's the same one we do, it's after 2 years.
You can kill yourself?
Correct.
Jeez.
And we had that put in. Yeah.
Eesh.
We have life insurance for the company. So.
Anyways, I'll start searching some more stuff. Yeah.
My own is the same way for you. So, like... 2 years, yeah, man. It's just not going well. I can off myself.
That's a new search I should do. How to make a suicide look like a murder.
Yeah. But, like, that's the thing. It's like, so I can off myself after 2 years, and you're fine.
Cool.
Yeah. Same with everybody. Same as everybody at the company. What's that?
What year are we on? Anyway.
We're 6 months in. You're going to have to wait a year and a half, probably.
What a dream come true. Well, look, the thing about this case, too, is, like, when I like seeing something like that, you know, reported on Today Show or local news in such a matter of fact way, and being like, huh?
Yeah.
Nobody's like saying this is weird. Like, his wife and son were murdered in a weird way, and then he has a weird gunshot wound, and we're just saying, like, oh, poor guy, just so much tragedy in his life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's that. That's the one I was interested in. The other one, the dumb weird kid just fucking killed his girlfriend, and he's gonna get caught, you know.
Yeah, I mean...
And he wasn't even smart enough to take it to the dead zone.
I think he offs himself. Where are you guys at here in the peanut gallery here? What do you think happens to this guy, the bald eagle?
I think he doesn't. I think he stays in prison. I think he gets caught, goes to prison, lives in prison.
Mm.
Yeah, because a guy like that, right, thinks he's smarter than he is.
Yeah.
So he's definitely going to be like, oh, I got this. I got a lawyer, right?
Yeah, there's a level of vanity with him that I don't think exists with, like, Aaron Hernandez, for example.
Mm-hmm. I think he actually makes it to Central America. He goes to Costa Rica.
Possibly.
And he works just, you know, collecting coffee beans. Yeah.
You know, and possibly, and, hey.
Look,
either one of those things can happen.
Yeah, and here's my truth, okay? Jesse, I'm going to live my truth for you today.
Oh.
Looking at both of these cases.
Sorry.
Which one do I care about the most, probably?
The one with the hot girl. and I'm using the term.
Actually,
hot enough.
I want to take back what I said. I actually think he makes it back to Mexico, tries to go to Central America, gets caught by the cartel, gets murdered.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. And again, like, I know we're all bored, right?
Yeah.
And this fun little white girl murder came around at just the right time.
Sure.
Because, by the way, there's cases like this all the time. Why this one, you know, got so much attention? Okay, cool, blonde girl, that's fine. But, like, what was it, the influencer part of it? Was it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I will say the Ginger family did kill a pretty girl.
Thank you.
in the boat
Mallory
crash.
Beach.
Oh, they did?
Mallory Beach.
The put
Mallory
her up
Beach.
On screen.
I don't know. This is an innocent.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad doing that one.
Well, I mean, if it's out in the public, are we, you know?
Yeah, but
because I think this is part of what Joy Reid is saying here today.
So they were drunk. I mean, they essentially covered up that they were liable for her death.
Yes, and that was like what they were able to do in this town forever. And somehow the son was he driving or like
yeah.
Okay. Because he was the one, he was all driving.
Right. Starting to care about this case more driving. Than the other one now, okay? I don't know why. Starting to care about this case now more than the other one. Justice for Mallory. Hashtag justice for Mallory now. This is what we're talking about, though, in all sincerity. This and the Joy Reid, the whole Joy Reid thing is with these missing white girls and why we care. And her statement today was, no one is coming to look for us, as in black girls, I guess. And she's saying that, you know, the media will only cover this and all this other shit. You are the media, Joy. So the best way for all of this to go away is to not talk about it. By you talking about it today is literally going to give this more media. So what are you bitching about? You used your platform, which I hate the fucking word, to go on national television and say, missing white girl syndrome, they wouldn't care if they were looking for us. No. We wouldn't care if they were looking for you, Joy, because you're not good looking. Now, these other people, yes, we fucking care, dude. Look at that. Now we're starting to care. Full screen.
Oh, the other one's so cute.
Look at all of them. Now we're starting to fucking care. Now he's looking like a young RFK. There on the left. Now I'm starting to care a lot.
I say justice for the gingers. Like, I'm interested in the case because they're a bunch of, like, weird gingers.
I'm interested for these blonde girls.
I say justice for the pale boys, right?
Bob,
I'm interested.
I
even
stand
though they're pale
by
boys.
Bob,
no, we eat each other.
So. We can't work.
Yeah,
Bob's the color white that goes into a church, like and shoots up
you're
a black
always
church.
Like, when you guys do the
what?
Shows,
don't
on.
Put Dylan Roof on me. What?
I know that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
It's a
Brock.
New game. You just got roofed, and it, we go through like white dudes who are just too white. Where it's just like you just got roofed.
Nope. But like whenever you guys are doing like the shows, like sports shows, and you're sitting next to Bob and you're like, why do I look so red?
No. I look great on that camera. I don't know why this one is all fucked up. I think these lights are shitty, but whatever, man.
You look good.
They are not.
They're not.
Yeah, they are. They're not great. Look at Jesse.
Oh, yeah, but.
Beautiful.
I think you're just proving my point.
No, you're projecting.
It's not at all. I'll be a totally different shade this afternoon. I don't lay out in between shows. I wish I could. But anyways, with this, yeah, now I'm starting to care more. And Joy Reid, fuck off with all this bullshit. Like, yes, it is always about looks. It's always about looks in this country. That will never end. That will never end. When hot people get killed or die, they get more coverage.
Yeah.
And it's not a race thing either. Like when Kobe died, I had this exact conversation with somebody like 3 or 4 days ago. The reason why everyone cared was because he looked young and good looking and just like Kobe Bryant, where you were just like, ah, shit, man. Couldn't they have taken somebody else, you know? But Kobe, when Kobe died, he still looked great, and you're still showing these photos that are current where you're just like, God damn it, man. No reason to take that good looking person off this earth. Like, just take somebody else. Same thing. And you're covering it. Joy Reid's the one that's covering this fucking thing. Don't say a word. Don't say a fucking word. And that was what I never understood about the Trump era with the media either. Everybody was bitching about Trump and what he was saying and doing and all this other stuff, right? You just gave him more coverage every single day. So if you truly hated it and you were just fucking, oh, I'm abhorred by this, is abhorrent, his behavior and everything else, don't report on it. It'll just go away. If you don't talk about something, does it really exist? Probably not. Same with this fucking bullshit. Now, you're driving these cases to the top. This is trending number 2 now in America. Joy Reid is, and her fucking bullshit. And the beauty of it is like the pictures they're using are great of Joy Reid, where it's just like, yeah, dude. Fox News, I'll show you the other side of this. Can you pull up this Fox News article? Because they've got a picture as a header or like a little clickbaity thing, you know, for the little clickbait thing is MSNBC host Joy Reid on Monday made clear her thoughts surrounding the media's coverage of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. And they've got a nice little split screen there on this. And the picture they use of Joy Reid is fucking awesome. Fox News, go right there. You had it. You had it. First one. Click it. Boom. Scroll down. Scroll down. Maybe they use the they actually use the thumbnail to promote this. So forgive me. You're off the hook on that one, Bob. I apologize. The thumbnail that they're using for all of this shit to get it out there, it's Joy Reid, maybe the worst picture she's ever taken in her life, which is what they used to do to Trump. So it's hilarious. It does go on both sides.
Oh, they do that all the time.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. And then the one with her is just like, it's she's a little tiny, the white girl. Mm-hmm. She's like holding her cap, and it's like she's so sweet and innocent. You're just like, oh, my God, dude. All of these news outlets are full of shit. You love this, Joy Reid. You fucking love this. Are you better? Or, Joy Reid, just report on every death in Chicago. That's your own people. Black people are dying in the streets every single day in Chicago. Make them fucking force their hands. Force the fucking Chicago police into, or the world, just into caring about these people that you say that no one cares about. You have the platform to do it. It's either you or your fucking bosses who aren't doing it. So blame them. Because you could do that every day. How many kids were shot and killed in Chicago last month? 132 or whatever? There's 30 days in a month. Go on every day and spotlight them all day long. It's dead kids either way. It's your choice not to talk about them. You want to talk about her. That's why you're on fucking TV all goddamn day long. Because that's what ratings are. Otherwise, you could promote your own fucking culture and everything else that's going inside inner city neighborhoods. I don't understand it. So shut the fuck up, Joy Reid. You're as guilty as everybody else, you fucking homophobe. Like, Jesus Christ. Again, I don't want to dig up her fucking blog from, you know, 10 years ago where God hates gay people, but it's where we were at, Joy. So forgive me if I don't give a fuck about anything you're saying. Jabes, you did a great job today. This was your day. This is a crime day. No, you don't feel like it was your day?
It was. It was such a, gosh.
That's it.
I just really get so much energy from.
I think you do.
Murder.
Yeah, yeah. Were you nervous
from
today?
Crime.
Were you nervous today?
No.
Okay. You felt confident in everything you did?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't know about much. But well,
you
do
know
about
murder. Yeah. We learned a lot here today.
The husband always did it.
Husband always did it. Or
it's
the bald.
Always
if you're bald
the
at age 22,
or
too.
The husband.
Yeah. Sorry. If you're bald at age 22, there's nothing you can do about that. You're going to lose your fucking mind. And I think he lost his mind.
Sure.
She was going to look young and vibrant forever. And he was going to look like the old man who lived in the shit. He's going to look like Boo Radley at some point. Right. And that's where we're at with all of this. And R.I.P. Again, when hot girls die, it's the fucking worst, dude.
It's really sad.
Yeah. Yeah. And Joy, that goes for both races. You fucking kill Halle Berry today? We're going to mourn her death. Bigly. Bigly, Joy. Okay? My God. Woman. Japes, proud of you. This is your day. You came through. You rose to the occasion, and we'll find out. We'll be tracking these murders as the murders as the cases go along. Jabes will be on the case. Okay,
on the case.
Yeah,
on the case. We're waiting for that autopsy.
We are
for the gal.
Yeah, the dad and the that whole fucking shit's weird as shit. But man, couldn't even get killed correctly.
I know,
bro. How do you live with yourself the rest of that life? You paid
now
somebody
the
to kill you and they couldn't
guy
do
needs
it?
To get killed because, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he'll just be like, and then he can't get killed properly to kill the guy that tried to kill, you know.
Yeah. I get all of it.
Or it could be a distraction because the Curtis guy was actually the one that was hired to kill the mom and son, and they're creating some, like, distraction with that. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
A lot if of anyone misdirects. Knows how to get away with murder, it's probably a lawyer.
Probably. But we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll track. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, leave a review. That is literally all the advertisers care about and the rankings and all of that other stuff. Please go there now and do it. Steal a phone. I don't really give a shit. I ordered that new iPhone. It'll be here soon.
Oh, good for you.
So, yeah. Yeah. I can, if Fuck, steal my phone. Put in your iPhone. I don't care. I wish we just had a like a dude, you know, who could just go through and do it for us, and then we could never. I'd never have to ask again.
For what?
Just go through and just fake review the whole shit out of it. Oh. So yes, I can just kind of back off of
it. We start a charity.
Yes.
Giving iPhones to homeless people.
Oh.
They're only, the You're only thing on they have to do to is something. Just rate and review the
yeah.
show.
Yeah, then that's a write-off for us.
Yep.
We get reviews and ratings, and obviously we keep them subscribed. You know, we make sure they subscribe to it.
Yeah.
Boom. You're a regular Boom. Alex Murdaugh over there.
Look at you, you little
Just
killer.
Running yeah. the town.
Oh, you yeah. little roofer.
This is my town.
This yeah. is my town.
This is my town, and you're yeah. all just living in it. Unless I decide you shouldn't be.
You my got wife. Roofed.
My wife.
Okay. My wife. My okay. wife. I don't know. It's a weird story, but those hot blonde girls didn't deserve any of this. Okay?
That's true.
The dad, maybe, but yeah, jeez. Thanks for joining us today, kids. I believe we'll be live this afternoon. It's are we doing Sports Next? Are we doing NFL Next? Okay.
Sports Next and the guy at 4.
Got it. So jump on over to Drinking Bros Sports. We'll be doing that in an hour-ish. I don't want to lie to you. But it'll probably be in like an hour. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. For Jesse Weissman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.